plate and box.
Welcome back to Video Games, Video Games, Video Games, VG Times 3 this week. I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix. With me, Max Barracuda.
What's up?
Giant Shock.
Ahoy, ahoy.
You guys remember this song?
Old the school A Squad.
First edition of A Squad, back when I, before I actually made these things. Thank you, Royalty Free Music.
Yeah, man, that was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. This week on the show, we see a rise in Pip-Boys and a decline in holotapes. World of Tanks is literally taking over the world, and Stephen Curry is single-handedly ruining video games.
The bastard.
Out this week, Far Cry Primal. I know Max and I have been waiting on that.
I had one of my big laughs this week, man. We saw the commercial for it, and Ken looks me right in the eyes like, bro, we gotta get that. You got a lion in that game, bro.
I'm looking forward to anything I can ride in that game.
A mammoth?
Dude.
Saber-tooth
lion,
tiger.
Son, king of the jungle.
They also said that they have a way of tying it into the regular Far Cry world, which I don't know how they're going to do that.
Far
a thousand
Cry
years in the...
doesn't have a continuous story.
I know, but they were going to tie it into Far Cry 4 somehow.
Interesting.
Which kind of means to me that they cheesed out and used the same landscape, but I don't know. I hope not.
You're just backing Keyrot.
Yeah, they said that they also had to space out parts of the woods for the larger animals and stuff, so you can definitely tell where you're in trouble.
I also heard that they doubled down on the sheer amount of animals.
Yeah,
because
I can't
you're not
wait.
Getting shot at anymore. We got to throw some new shit at you.
I've never played Far Cry. Is it? I guess there's a lot of animal interaction in that game.
Or tons of
yeah,
animal
tons.
I couldn't walk 2 feet number 4 without a tiger coming after me.
Number 4, you had to make your own fashion, like fur jackets and whatnot.
Do you get to ride them like Yoshi too, though?
No, you've never ridden on something.
You could ride elephants.
Elephants, yeah. But this thing, you kind of bond with your spirit animal or whatever, and you get, like, wolves and a saber-toothed tiger.
For example, instead of, like, having, like, a
mammoth.
Having all the spy equipment you would have, this time you have, like, an owl that you could send out to survey the land and stuff.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks badass. I'm picking it up
this
weekend.
Can you get to pick your spirit animal?
From what I understand, you kind of can.
Yeah, you get to pick your number one, I think. I haven't played it yet.
It's like, oh, man, my pigeon has a three-toed sloth.
Mm. I got it on reserve at Game Hut, but I haven't picked it up because I'm playing other things right now.
Yeah, that would be a bummer, too, if you get a sloth.
A sloth would be... I mean, like, maybe if it got to where it was going, it could tear shit up. But
a spirit animal is a fucking skunk.
I would even be bummed if I had a peat spirit animal, a barracuda, man. I don't want to be no fish.
I mean, you're limited, I guess, like Aquaman.
If Far Cry 4 taught me anything, though, it's that you mock the honey badger, but you don't fuck with the honey badger. Like, animals can be intense.
Well, I've never seen a honey badger. What is that?
It's I feel that YouTube video made that a thing.
Well, yeah, but let me tell
Gay
you.
Gay Randall.
In that game, you don't fuck with a honey badger.
Mm-mm.
They sound cute and cuddly.
They're unkillable.
No way, man. No way.
Like Tasmanian Devil?
Honey badgers are way worse than the Tasmanian Devil. That dude's total bitch compared to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Far Cry's out. Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare 2. Plants vs. Zombies was a good time.
I'm actually hearing good things about this new one.
Warfare 2 looks a little better than Warfare 1. I wasn't expecting Warfare 1 to be that good, and it was good.
Yo, never forget WF1, man.
I feel that game's going to slip through the cracks for me. I have to finish Fallout. I got The Division coming out. I got Far Cry to play.
Oh, my God.
XCOM.
The Division, I'm, like, seriously chubbing up over that.
I played the beta. That's the one I'm going to be talking about.
Now, is it
playing.
Mostly a story game, or is it
What did I just say? Did I just say I was going to be talking about it during...
I want to know now, Dan. I'm sorry, Rise.
All right. The Walking Dead, Michonne, Episode 1.
Is that a Telltale?
I believe so.
Excellent.
Are they just doing a specific Michonne story?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's her history.
Cool, cool.
Which I'm down with.
I'm going to be super bummed, though, when Telltale comes out with Chapter 3, and they're like, yeah, you're going to have to play all that shit. All
right. That's fine. MKXL. Oh, no. MKXL is next week, not this week. PS4 exclusive, Tokitori 2, and Wondershot, two games that I don't really follow.
Finally.
Hitman Go is coming to PS4 Digital. It is on iOS right now. It's kind of like a chess thing.
It's chess?
No, well, it's a 3D landscape where you're trying to sneak into the house, but you only get a finite amount of moves and stuff. It's pretty good on iOS.
Oh, it's like you, like, kind of like turn-based where, like, oh, you take your turn to move, do, and do something?
A little bit. Like, the Metal Gear had a strategy game kind of like that, too.
Tactical.
Yes. Thank you. Metal Gear Tactics.
I skipped up.
Final Fantasy Tactics had one, too. Who else had one?
I was at Dynasty Warriors.
Dynasty Warriors. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Sounds like a board game.
That one was actually pretty good. Hitman Go, I don't think you face people in. I haven't looked at the PS4 one. I have it on iOS, and it's not a two-player iOS game. Hopefully they beat that up a little bit. And lastly, Nintendo's getting Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow on 3DS eShop.
Which is cool. Old school.
I'm surprised they didn't have that already.
I mean, yeah.
And I heard that they have some sort of port system where you can port other Pokemon from other games into it.
They always have stuff like cables and all sorts of
Gotta sell you plastic, bro.
Yeah.
Nintendo's MO.
Anyway, that's what's out this week. Let's go into what we're playing, and then we'll hit the news, and then we'll hit the quiz, which is my most exciting segment now. Mm-hmm. Josh, what are you playing this week?
Yo, man, big DLC came out for WWE 2K16, and it came out with it was hefty. It was like 20 wrestlers came out in this DLC. I mean, yeah, Macho Man in his heyday. You got Flick Flair in his heyday. A bunch of older guys like the
Hulk Hogan in his heyday.
Nah, man.
I know.
Too many M bombs in WWE 2K16.
He's been erased.
Poor guy.
I know, man.
Well, that's what happens, man. I guess. You know.
That's why the cookie crumbles for all the Hulkster. But yeah, it's and usually with DLCs, you don't get like too much stuff. Like the other DLCs were like four or five wrestlers and like some new moveset maybe. But this one gave you so much. Like, it gave you a ton of, like, literally 20 new wrestlers, and you get all their attributes, like, as their, you know, when they, how they come into the ring, and their move sets and stuff like that, that you could put on.
Are they new moves, or did they just kind of amalgamate other wrestlers'
moves?
No,
like, guys, like, they have signature moves, like, in taunts, like Razor Ramon. Well, I should say Scott Hall in that game. He does, like, specific taunts with his toothpick, how he flicks it at you, and, like.
Here comes a bad guy.
Yeah, like all the classic NWO taunts for, you know, for Scott Hall. And
do they bother bringing back the old songs? Entrance songs and
Well, anything that the WWE owns, they brought back.
What if they didn't?
What do you mean? Oh, then they got some rando stuff.
Like
DDP, like some of the WCW guys back in the day came out to like real music. Like DDP came out to like, I want to say it was Nirvana.
I think you're right about that.
And
DDP is the man.
He was the man.
Daniel Douglas Bilgar. Go on.
Well, him too. He was the man. But anyway, DDP, man, you can't have, you're not going to buy Nirvana's rights anymore at this point, so they just give them rando music, just like generated shit.
Royalty free.
Mm-hmm. All right. You got any tips for the game?
Tips for the
Somebody
game.
Somebody just starting out?
Yeah, man. You know what really killed me a lot? I was used to more of the arcade play of the SmackDown versus Raw franchises. It was more faster paced game than this is. This is more like a real wrestling match where guys get tired and stuff. You always got to like take a second and slow the match down if you're not like a super lucha guy or something like that, like a Daniel Bryan type, and work at your own pace. You can't keep up with these little guys. You get tired too quick, and then you can't punch, you can't run, you can't grapple. You have to like...
Is there like a stamina system?
Yeah, there's a whole stamina bar system.
You end up being Kimbo Slice versus Dada 2000.
Oh my God, I've never seen two heavy-fisted motherfuckers. When I say heavy, not that they're throwing bombs. Oh. I mean, like,
look
it
up on YouTube, everyone.
I thought he had a heart attack, you know, after
yeah, that. Yeah, worst fight I've ever seen in my entire life. Even in middle school.
Bro, it looked like they were both trying to throw it.
I know. Looked like the mob pressured them both to throw down and lose.
I only saw the ending, the very last moments, and it looked like he was literally throwing the fight.
Oh, it was terrible.
You thought there were going to be absolute bombs dropped, and it was just like too out of shape.
I hope that makes it to the game. I hope Bellator gets a game. Max, what are you playing this week?
It's called Huffin' and Puffin'.
Well, of course, I played my fair share of Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm.
But then I decided to dust off an old favorite. After watching Deadpool,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to play the Deadpool game.
Oh, that makes sense.
So I played a lot of the Deadpool game.
I thought you were going to go Ultimate Alliance.
No.
That's one of my
favorites. I don't have that anymore.
Me neither.
But I still have...
They ported that into the Xbox One.
They
right?
did, which I looked into possibly getting. Turns out
yeah,
not
but why?
Worth
you
it.
Already have it.
I have it for 360, but if there were like graphical enhancements or anything, I would have picked it up.
Yeah, no.
Or any new levels. Turns out they did no work to it, and they just were like,
"That
sucks." On Xbox One,
because Gears of War, when that came out a couple months ago, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, they
now.
Dressed it up, right?
Yeah,
it'd be worth
great.
Playing.
Looks great.
So I just dusted off the old 360 and popped that on. For
saw the movie Tuesday.
I loved it.
Oh, so good.
Honestly, so good. It's the best superhero movie I've ever seen.
It was just a shit show. Not really much of a story.
It was a story.
He's got to kill a guy.
He gets miffed and then he takes revenge. Yeah.
Quick gripe. I would have liked to see Colossus not in metal form at least once.
No, I was fine with that.
I'm constantly seeing him as that big dude.
With his big big boy Russian voice.
I guess. And Negasonic, Teenage Warhead, was cool, but in the comics, I think she died in Genosha.
She was also a psychic and a cannonball.
Colossus in the movies first appeared in X-Men 2, and I've been waiting for him for about a decade to do anything cool.
Yeah. My parents went to see Deadpool this week, and they were like, so who's the big metal guy? I was like, he's Colossus. He was in all the other movies. They're like, oh, he sucked in those movies.
He did.
Yeah.
Live in a world where my mother knows who Deadpool is.
And
wrap that around your brain.
Spoiler at the end, the hidden scene, like way at the end of the film, man. He comes out and he does the Ferris Bueller thing.
Yeah,
it's not really a spoiler. It was cool.
No, it was awesome. He's like, Cable's gonna be the new movie,
which is cool. Again, yeah. that was my favorite storyline in the comics with him and Cable.
They had their own line for a
while. I'm sick of seeing guys just smile at the end of at the end of those little spoilers.
Well, the bad guy comes out. I mean, Thanos was cool, I guess, but
how many times have you introduced a good guy in those end sequences? Really, not too many times.
Not often.
No, I think they just kind of hint at the bad guy. Next
they kind of give you a little here's what you're
an ominous
and here's Howard the Duck.
That was a
all right, folks. We're gonna have to take a quick time out because I have a English bulldog trapped in all the cords underneath me. I do like you bringing your dog to the studio, though. He's like our mascot.
he's a cute little white English bulldog.
He is a cutie.
He's chubby.
All right. Anyway, so Max, you got any tips?
What do you want? A Fallout tip? I could do a Fallout tip.
You don't want to do a Deadpool tip?
Oh, when you're slapping
mashing those buttons.
When you're slapping Wolverine, don't stop slapping. You're
gonna That's a good life tip.
You're gonna miss all the gold.
But anyway, you got any more Fallout 4 tips?
I could give a Fallout 4 tip.
Okay.
When choosing a companion, may I suggest Paladin Dance?
He's the best, but he's the most boring.
He's a boring
motherfucker.
But chose wisely.
Your loyalty perk is the best because it gives you bonus damage to all non-human combatants. So you do double damage to super mutants and ghouls and synths and everything that they throw at
you. You know what spices him up? On the PC, there's a patch to make him Buzz Lightyear.
Yes, I saw that. You could also make Preston Garvey Woody.
I love it. All right, so this week I actually downloaded Tom Clancy's The Division beta. I wanted to try it out.
Now can I ask my fucking question?
Yeah, dude. Go ahead. Drop it.
Is it more of a story-based game like Ghost Recon where you kind of play with each other to get a goal? Or is it a multiplayer game like Call of Duty?
Neither. It is the first time I've seen a Tom Clancy game kind of be like an RPG aspect. It's an open world, New York City. Some terrorists dropped some smallpox on some banknotes, if you will, on Black Friday.
Damn.
Ruthless. Anyway, America's in shambles, and you are part of this.
When you say Black Friday, do you mean like in the 20s and shit?
No.
No, Black Friday. Where you're trying to get that $10 TV.
Day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, all right.
Sprinkling some of that disease money around.
Oh.
So you're part of this strategic homeland defense?
Credit cards would have been better, but...
Maybe, but this plastic now.
You guys cash.
Plastic is king.
Exactly.
Anyway, you're called the Division, which is the Strategic Homeland Division or whatever, and you're actually part of an interesting little FBI. It's not the FBI, a little government agency where you're all kind of splinter cell embedded in America, and you are very trained. You are very highly trained agents that are trained. Not to answer to government, to be your own thing. And now you're called out. Now, in the beta, you can tell there was probably a long, drawn-out, story. But they drop you what appears to be, the second mission, because your commander's already messed up. Her eyes, got a patch on it. And you're talking about...
Oh, they didn't show you all that opening scene love?
No, they didn't. They're dropping you right off in central in Manhattan. And they're talking about half your boys are dead. And you start off at your little safety division, and it's like nothing I've ever played with Tom Clancy, because there's a booth where you can buy your guns just like in regular RPGs or anything like that. And it's open world, kind of like Fallout. It's what I call a slam cover, kind of like Gears of War, where you tap A and your guy runs to... Yeah, it's third person. Runs to it, slams on the covers, like that. And there are rovers running around New York City, modern time. They're... the cops and all the social workers and whatnot have kind of formed their own militia. And the first mission, anyway, you got to make it to Madison Square Garden. They tell you the rundown that you got to go find at this particular spot in New York City. You got to go find a doctor who's going to be able to help you out and bring it back. And then at this spot, you got to go find a bioengineer and bring him back. And it's fun. It looks a lot being three guys from New York we can...
I was going to ask that. How faithful is Manhattan?
Okay, so this is how faithful I checked it out. I ran around the garden, and they were faithful to the degree where... And other New Yorkers will notice it. They have the side street, that little mini side street with all the dumpsters and shit on it. It's all there, but there's no subway stations. There's no Penn Station. There's no nothing like that.
Mm. I mean, you're asking a lot to go into the under...
To start building...
Well, I was hoping for a little transit system, just like any other game, like Grand Theft Auto at this point.
That was in the darkness. Wasn't that cool? With the subways and shit?
In the darkness?
The game, the darkness, where you were like that mobster.
Oh, the darkness wasn't that cool to begin with. I'm talking about just a mass transit system like Grand Theft Auto or Watch Dogs.
Fallout 4 has the whole subway system that I hate going into.
I don't like going in there either.
Too many ghouls.
The game seems fun. It seems like a good time. It's totally different than any other Tom Clancy game I've ever seen. I don't have any tips for it because it's just a beta, and I'm not going to tell you to do something.
Here's a tip. Is it worth checking out?
Yeah, yeah. It's totally different. You got to get past the fact that it's a Tom Clancy game, but it does have Tom Clancy-esque things. There's no sneaking. Not that there was in Ghost Recon.
Was it the gameplay?
It's tight. It's pretty tight. Yeah, and you actually get powers, so to speak. It's, you know, they're technologically different things, like a targeting system if you press LB, but you can change it. You can buy new powers. You level up. It's different. It's different. It's a little jarring when you're playing a Tom Clancy game that's like that, but it's fun. It was cool. It was interesting.
I wanted to say that, I'm not, too sucking into the commercials, but, that commercial caught me, man. I was like, it got me the New York post-apocalyptic game. I was like, all right, I'm all in for that, man. It looks really good.
It is really good. You know, it seems like it's going to be really good. The only disappointment was that E3, they showed... They showed you on Long Island and Staten Island and whatnot, and I was looking for
that. Can you go to the Little Burrs?
No, they stopped it. Mm. And Brooklyn.
They stopped it?
Yeah, yeah, they cut it down to just Manhattan.
Why? What was
they Spider-Maned you.
You caught on an island.
Man. Long Island's
I was looking forward to running around the Barclays Center and stuff like that.
Oh, like Kurt Russell, man. I want to be out.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a good game, and I'm definitely going to pick it up.
Cool, man.
But I have so much to play. I have so much. I have Far Cry. I still haven't even touched XCOM. Good. It's a good week. That's how it is being a gamer, man. You get the 1 week, and you're set for a couple months.
Light. Now this week, it's a plentiful...
When it rains, when it heavy rains, it pours.
Reference.
Chubby rain.
Let's hit this news.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B square!
Johnny Shock, you're a big sports guy, right?
Yeah, I like him.
What do you think about Stephen Curry?
He's ungodly good.
Is he ungodly good?
He's added the half court jump shot.
From anywhere?
Pretty much. He makes it rain out there, man.
All right. Well,
he had to wipe down the court.
2K Games thinks that too. Now, if you were designing Stephen Curry's character, what would you do? What would you give him? Would you give him high 3-point percentage?
Absolutely.
Half court percentages?
A decent, better than any other player.
Would you have anybody defending him?
Can't undefendable.
2K thinks so too. They're having a real hard time putting him in the game, NBA 2K. 2K Games studio pride themselves on making realistic characters, and they're saying that Stephen Curry at this point is unstoppable and there's nothing they can do about it.
On the real though, I know you guys aren't sports guys, but he's about to...
We're not.
He's about to, and his team, about to break the Bulls record of games won in a season, and it doesn't look like they're going to be stopped, man. He just, literally, when I tell you, he out-dribbles fools up the court and just chucks threes in their eyes. That's literally all that guy does.
It's just like Rock and Jock at this point. He's just jamming it.
Well,
some NBA
anyway,
bullshit.
They said they have 200 and... He's got a record of 286 three-pointers. I thought that was points.
Yeah, man. It's still like two more months of the season.
That's nuts, dude. That's bonkers.
You got times that by three, man. It's more like...
Anyway, they said they don't know how to nerf him. What would you guys do? Would you guys just never just be like, look, it's a video game and we got to nerf this fool? Or... Stay true and let this guy make those Harlem Globetrotter shots.
Put in the Washington Generals.
Video gamers don't buy games.
Bring in Curly.
Yeah. Curly Joe.
Video gamers don't buy, especially sports gamers, don't buy games to have it all defensed up where it's like, I want hardcore, gritted out 80 to 81 games. It's like, yo, I'll beat you 165, to 163, man. Last last shot of the game.
How about a DLC where you get to introduce Metal Arc Lemon to
the fucking Harlem Globetrotter?
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with it, but you know you gotta get those Harlem Globetrotter rights though.
I don't think they're that hard to come by.
There's been no basketball game. It's gotta be some reason why not.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe they're holding out.
I think I might play a basketball game if it was Harlem Globetrotters.
I bet you the NBA Jam people at Capcom were like, hey, can we get some Metal Arc Lemon or like any of your Harlem Globetrotters in our game? And they're like, you don't got the money.
Yeah. Do you think we could smoke them out by hiring the Washington Generals?
They've been beating those fools forever. They know all their tricks.
It's like getting Batman from the Joker. Anyway, we all know that the Portraits of Victory tournament was this weekend. It's in Russia. It was sponsored by World of Tanks, and it was held in their Olympic Stadium, which is a massive event. Now, the one thing I want to talk about is this guy. What do you guys know about World of Tanks?
I know there's tanks in it.
Tanks, plenty of tanks.
A lot of commercials run.
Lots of worlds.
I know that WF1 was... that's the wrong game, my bad. I know that World Tanks was got tanks.
They do. They also have made their... the guy who what's this fool's name? Anyway, they've generated their... they've generated their creator $1.5 billion. The reason I wanted to talk about this is...
wait, time out. The guy who made that game...
$1.5 billion.
He's like a player.
Well, they run those commercials often enough that people have to be playing it.
They also made it into the Guinness Book of World Records recently for most players on one server. Actually, no, it was in 2010. I lie. 190,541.
How good is that? How fun is the game?
It's a lot of tanks just rolling
around. It's a freemium game.
Oh, I'm costing you dick. All right.
No, it's a freemium game on...
it must be tough.
It's on all platforms,
though.
Until
you buy something, because the guy's at one something.
It is very tough. And it's... See, the reason I wanted to talk about this is not to shit on a video game that's doing very well, but I've played it, and it's got that freemium quality where it's either super easy because you're paying for these microtransactions or super hard because you're not. I don't understand how it got so big. I hate... being hateful on video on a particular video game, but I don't particularly.
That's my problem with all freemium. Though.
Like the freemium,
they don't. They're not necessarily fun to play, and there's such a division of. It's so unbalanced between the people who are throwing money into it. But I just read a thing about how much Kim Kardashian was making off her fucking app game.
Yeah,
it's millions.
Well,
millions
not enough of dollars. To get Kanye out of that hole.
I think he has to get better math going on.
He's
there.
Just a liar.
He's banking on that Get Mama to Heaven game.
I think it's going to be
it's like,
people.
You just wait. It's going to shit on your game, Kim.
I doubt it, Kanye.
Mm-hmm. I doubt it, too.
He made a game about like wooing me or something. then he might have won it.
Anyway, I just wanted to talk about that just because I was shocked, really. I was just shocked about how much this guy made. It doesn't really have a player or a storyline.
These microtransactions are just insane.
It's crazy.
The amount of money they generate. Yeah. It feels so wrong.
And you know what? Like, when they first started doing it, like, I guess I was naive. I didn't even get it at first. And now it's just...
So in Candy Crush, they kind of got people on by buying extra lines and whatnot.
But like now it's such a commonplace.
Yeah.
It's just like...
But doesn't it feel dirty?
Yeah.
It's another discussion I wanted this to bring on was that when I see microtransactions in a game, I automatically assume it's going to follow that format where it's either super easy with the purchases or super duper hard without it.
Dude, yeah, definitely.
I actually, when I was playing a Pocket Morty game, I eventually came across a microtransaction part where you buy tickets and
the blips and chips.
Yeah, the blips and chips shit. And I'm like, Et tu, Pocket Morty's Et tu. Like,
they gotta put
yeah,
it
but
in
some
it.
Of these games are a great game that just allow you to maybe buy one or two things, but as soon as I see it, the red flag goes up, and I go, no.
Well, Pocket Morty's is playable.
Oh, the
we'll
game
throw
is,
them that credit.
The game is boss without
they do them. Not hobble you because you don't want to spend real money.
No.
But some of these other ones are just terrible. I played The Simpsons Tapped Out on my phone.
Oh, that's a game you gotta throw in
it's
some serious dough.
You could have all the nice stuff.
I probably
but if you want the good shit,
Yeah, you got to
throw some
especially
donuts
because
out
we
there.
All love the characters.
I probably
so much.
Spent some mad guap in the Simpsons game. That came
and then
mad.
They give
you have to buy certain buildings to get a certain character.
And then there's
can do it. Complete I bought the whole town.
Yeah.
Complete these collections of characters. Do you want all the bullies? If you want all the bullies, you got to buy the bowling alley. It's like, oh, fuck you, game.
So, like, what do you just have? Homer's house and that's it?
I got a pretty sizable Springfield, but it's not not what it could be. And you get to visit your friends. You get to see what loser friends of yours are spending way too much.
How much money would it cost to make Springfield boss?
Fucking hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Like,
that's
yeah.
how much? Really?
Yeah, I know people who have spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars on it.
Fuck.
It's a guy I work with, a guy we all know, Freddie.
Oh, dude, Freddie keeps telling me about it. It's like, oh, it was my Simpsons game. I'm like,
at least $25 a week.
You know, it's his habit.
That's the stages. That's the stages of freemium playing. First you go, I'm just going to play. Then later on, stage two was like, well, I should contribute some money. I do enjoy this game.
So actual follow-up question. Have either of you ever spent money on a freemium game?
Yeah.
No.
What have you spent on?
Injustice had a freemium fighter on my iOS, but they did something where I got outfits for my Xbox game. If I unlocked it. So
okay,
I thought
so
it was
it's almost
cool.
DLC at that point.
Yeah, I got the Batman Beyond.
That's cool. I would actually throw a few bucks at that.
Yeah, I did.
I never spent a dime on the freemium games, but I always end up not having as much fun because like I got ADD, so like I'll only level up the one thing I have
until
it's absolutely the best.
Oh, and Kingdom Rush. Kingdom Rush is a purchase game for iOS, but it's an awesome tower defense game, and right away I always buy a boss hero right out of the gate.
Right. Well, I actually once spent money on Marvel Contest of Champions.
Oh. That's something that you kind of have to keep going with.
Once I got burned by it, because you think you're buying a premium character.
You're not.
You're buying the chance to spin the wheel for one.
Yeah.
So once I spent a few bucks and I got a level 2 Black Panther when I had a level 4 Black Panther already, I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, I hate that.
Pete opened up his digital wallet and bat flew out.
Holding a Bitcoin.
Anyway, Fallout 4. Fallout 4 news.
Yes.
So director of Fallout 4, Todd Howard, shared a little piece of information with Game Informer this week.
Toddy.
Fallout 4 sold better digitally than physically on the first day.
Absolutely.
I believe that.
That's
100%.
Nuts.
Why would you?
He was shocked.
Why would you ever want to buy the physical copy?
I have the
physical
copy.
I do, so I can return it. That game definitely has some replay value. Come on.
So why would you want to fucking return it? It has replay value.
Once you're
because any game with replay value gets me more cash when I turn it in, you know?
All right. I mean, but like, I don't know.
That's an enduring game.
Like
you know, someone can play it next year and it'll still be great.
I don't buy like a ton of games during the year, so like I like the fact that my game's not going to break.
Yeah.
Two, I could I don't have to like, you know, worry where the game is or whatever, and I just like the fact that I don't have to go to the store and it's just great.
Well, here's my thoughts on it. I actually have the disc copy because it was a Christmas gift.
Oh, me too.
The reason I'm glad I have it on a disc is that game is massive. I can only imagine the amount of hard drive space that thing would take up.
Oh, dude, I actually found out you can plug in any hard drive.
I actually.
Yeah, you got a Tera one, right? Terabyte?
Yeah, move forever.
Yeah, yeah.
I plugged into 3 Tera.
Nice.
I'm good. But still, it's the principle of the thing. That's a lot of hard drive space.
Oh, who cares, man? I'm like, what games do I want to play? I just glued my whole big list, like.
I'm always a little cautious of, like, let's say, I don't know, my house burns down and I get the games out, but not the Xbox One, and I got to sell them.
Yeah, but it's all...
I don't know. I just like having the physical copy.
That's your nest egg?
Yeah, that's my nest egg, Fallout 4.
Oh, wait.
I could get $12 for this.
I don't know. I like having the physical copy, and I like trading them in.
I like having a library.
I do like having a library, too.
I like having a digital library, like having on my iPhone.
You know why? You know why? Because back in the day, Xbox 360 had the digital library of TV shows and whatnot, and I bought maybe the first 5 seasons of South Park, and now it's just gone. Now it's just up in the air, gone.
No, it's not.
No, you can still get it.
I bought what's that Louis Black show where he was like the judge?
Judge Louis Black?
No. It was like, anyway, he had a show.
Greatest Evil or
something
Evil. Something
like that.
Root of All Evil.
Root of All Evil. And this show had to go back to what, like 06? I actually still watch that.
You get the same thing where all of a sudden your Xbox was like, here's stuff you downloaded previously. Yes. It's all yours. And I went, I have Venture Brothers episodes from like season 3.
Yeah, I got a little bit of that, but I didn't get everything I downloaded back in the day.
I got everything
back. They cut
back.
Some stuff. Maybe the South Park was cut because of...
I was like, I could play half these...
Because Hulu's got it.
...downloadable games.
Yeah, but you have to, you buy it from them, it's different.
Yeah.
I was pumped when I saw that shit.
Yeah, me too. Well, when they came out with the digital download games, and they were like, hey, you downloaded this on your 360, you still want them? I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the name of the game that
Earthworm Jim I got now on my Xbox One.
They hit me up with the best nugget of them all. They were like, yo, you remember Meat Boy? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, I remember Shadow Complex. I got Shadow Complex.
Oh, cool. That was a good one.
That was a great game. That was like Metroid meets Gears.
Yo, you got to watch this guy, Thug Nuts, play Meat Boy.
This is like the third time you mentioned him. Please don't ever say the words Thug Nuts.
I'm gonna do it more because you hate it.
All right.
But anyway, this guy has a bad... like he's one of those guys who's a sore loser, right? So that game is nothing but getting murked. And he's just like sitting there like, fuck! Okay, I got it this time. No!
I can't watch those videos of people just playing a game. Can't do it because all they do is scream. That's all they fucking do.
You can't watch Twitch?
No.
No, if you got a good one, if you got a funny...
It's just people screaming.
Maybe I'll share a couple of the guys I follow. They're funny. They don't get upset.
If you want to come up with a playlist...
Watching people play video games, thank you, video games, because there's another way you can enjoy them without even playing them. Just like a real tough one that's like people are really into. Oh, my God.
I watch a lot of video game YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. They bug me. I don't know why I keep watching them.
You don't like Let's Plays?
I don't like Let's Plays. I hate how people...
I like them.
It drives me nuts that people keep mispronouncing bullshit. I can't ever get
it. How do you know you're not mispronouncing it?
Because I know it's pronounced genre, not genre.
There's genres out there? There's genres floating around?
There's a guy who has a show.
RPGs, my favorite genre.
This guy has a show called Video Game Genres.
Okay.
Where he discusses a variety of genres of video games. He calls them genres. Drives me up a fucking wall.
You sure he's not doing that to annoy people like I call Igan or GamesPot?
I love the Tampa Bay genres.
I got that reference.
I hope so.
But no, this guy's sincere. I guarantee it.
All right. So that's it for the news. I'm looking forward to this video game quiz. I know Max did his homework on it.
I did put together a quiz.
And we're going to be doing the new format, which I love too. So let's do this quiz. And then later on, we're going to have a discussion about something. I was going to do it now, but let's do the quiz first. I just can't wait.
This is a test. Pop quiz, hot shot.
Test. Giant Shock, you got a little music for us?
Yeah, can I get a little boss battle music? Yeah. In the spirit of it being a boss battle, and using the same format that Shock came up with last week, these are all video game villain related questions. We got three tiers, 1, 2, and 3 point questions. You guys are going to be, you have a certain amount of hit points. I gave you each 10 points. I got 15.
I don't like more hit points. It sounds harder.
And in order to balance it, you can level up.
Mm.
Get a certain amount of questions right, I'm going to give you a perk that you could use to either take me down or just spite the other guy.
FYI, I'm taking you down.
I had no interest in Pete.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Uh-huh.
I want to answer questions against you.
I changed my answer.
All right, do we have a class? You guys want to be a class of character?
What are the classes like?
Yellow something? Any RPG. Warrior, Black Mage, White Mage.
Supreme Being. I'll be the character.
That's not a thing.
Not a thing. I'm going to write down not a thing.
Okay, not a thing.
We got not a thing Shock versus...
Rogue. I'll be a rogue.
Rogue Rise.
Hmm.
What are the things I can even pick?
I just picked a variety of perks for different classes. I just wanted a name for those.
Well, I don't know the classes to pick. I'm nothing now.
Just yeah, random you're not RPG. A thing.
Yeah.
A mage.
And...
Damsel. He'll be the damsel.
I'll be the damsel.
Damsel. Okay. Damsel. And as a further rub, just to make it a little more personal, these are all questions that you would know the answer to had you listened to A Squad's History of Gaming segment that I used to do.
Oh no!
So all those times that you guys took a pee break,
all those pee breaks
during my segment,
looks like
you.
Pee wins.
All right, I'm going to start with Rise. First question. Again, all video game villains.
And we get passes or no?
You can block.
Nice.
Which reduces you one hit point.
I gotcha.
What Silent Hill villain is a physical embodiment of protagonist James Sunderland's guilt and sexual repression?
Pyramid Head?
That would be the one thing I know about that. Pyramid Head.
You both doing it?
Yeah.
Both correct.
Yeah.
That, if, I mean, if you said some other character, I was going to go with Pyramid Head.
It's like, my sexual fantasies have pyramid heads.
Second question. All right, John, we start with you. What Punch-Out opponent was originally known as Vodka Drunkinsky, but was changed
Soda
to avoid...
Soda Pop Popinski. Oh, wait, Soda Pop Popinski?
Mm. I can see that ugly, bald Russian looking at me right now. What's that? All right, Soda Popinski.
Points.
All right.
I said Penzinski.
I almost said, what was it? Bull? Bald Bull?
Bald Bull.
Yeah, I almost said Bull.
They said he said the soda pop right off.
I know, yeah. No.
But they had to take the Vodka Drunkinsky out.
It's like Nintendo's like, whoa.
Little insensitive.
We already have the Mario character.
Look, we already make fun of Italians, but the Russians can do something to us.
They got bombs.
Okay, next question, Rise, we're back to you. What Capcom villain's appearance was based on Albert Einstein because of his involvement in creating the A-bomb?
I know it. I want to say it, but I don't want Giant Shock to hear it.
You want me to answer first?
Dr. Wily.
I knew that one.
Points.
High five. We're killing it.
Next, these Nintendo villains who premiered in 1988 were all named for musicians whom they resembled. I want the name of the group.
Oh, shit.
Can you repeat that one more time?
These Nintendo villains, who premiered in 1988, were all named for musicians whom they physically resembled.
Mm-hmm. You want to name the game?
I want you to name the group of villains.
Oh, the group of villains?
I will give you a little leeway on it if you get close.
I'm not going to let you get me a block.
Block.
This is still 1 point, though, right?
I know.
One point.
So you might as well guess.
I'm not going to let you get me.
I'm going to say... the bad guys from Double Dragon?
Incorrect.
Slash and Axel? I don't know.
With
man.
The Double Dragon theme playing too, man.
The correct answer is the Koopalings.
Oh, you got in my head with the Double Dragon theme song, you bastard.
Oh, now
the
I Koopalings? Remember Ludwig von
Oh,
Koopa.
Yeah.
That's all I can remember.
There was Lemmy. There was Roy.
R.I.P. Like Lemmy.
There was also a throw. I'm not going to go down the list. Last 1 point question. Which classic villain has been hunted by many heroes, including his son, Alucard?
Oh, yeah. My bad. Dan.
Rise goes first. It's turn-based, dude.
My bad.
Dracula.
Yeah.
Dracula, correct. Both of you. Both 1 point away from a level up.
Yeah!
Nice.
But I'm upgrading to my second form. For round two questions. Thank you for the sound effect.
You're welcome.
All right, who starts? We're up to Shotgun. Which game villain is known as Catherine in Japan and portrayed as a crossdresser in America?
Oh, my goodness. I pass.
That's a block?
Yeah.
Block.
Correct answer is Birdo. Birdo from Super Mario Brothers 2.
Oh. Alright.
Catherine?
Had a bow on its head, but you couldn't beat up a woman, so like, yeah, it's a crossdresser.
Oh, that's why I was like, I'm pretty sure Birdo is naked.
Next question, Shock, we're up to you. Which Metal Gear villain shares a mind with Liquid Snake after receiving an arm transplant from the deceased villain?
I pass.
Two more passes.
Is it Revolver Ocelot?
It was.
Damn it.
It's fucking Metal Gear. It's wacky as shit.
I know.
Psycho.
Psycho Mantis.
Yeah. All
right.
Better plug in that second controller.
I forgot who starts this round.
I just started last one.
Yeah, you did.
All right, so Rise.
What are the hit points, by the way?
I got only one left.
I've been hit by four. No, you guys are still good. You still got like 7 points. I gave you guys a lot.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah, he gave us a beefy one because he knew he was going to give us these difficult questions.
Bringing tougher ones.
Mm-hmm.
Which Metroid villain was destroyed by Samus only to return in Meta Robot form in Metroid Prime?
I'm just going to float out, Mother Brain.
Good pass.
All right.
He's writing too much. It's not
writing a lot because it's Ridley.
Oh, all right.
Who's Mother Brain? That'd been a 1 point question.
Hmm.
Okay, let's go up the shock here. Mm-hmm. What robotic villain started as a menacing presence before having her consciousness transferred to a potato?
Pass me.
Block.
Two blocks. GLaDOS from Portal.
What are the hit points? I don't think I got much left.
Now you guys are getting creamed.
I gotta know before.
Shock, you got 5 points remaining.
That's Rise, great me, man.
BB?
Rise, you got 4 points remaining. You got to take out a whopping 11 of mine.
How much do we got on you? Five?
I got two.
Both of you got 4 points against me.
Yeah, cool. Boy, double the amount.
But you both need 1 point for a level up, which I may give you an extra hit point.
I do want it.
All right, next one. Who starts?
I do.
Rise, in which game are you on the hunt for the mysterious origami killer?
I want to say... Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain.
Pass.
And a pass.
It's Heavy Rain. It's Heavy Rain!
Dan levels up.
I knew it. I knew that shit.
As a rogue, I'm going to give you the piggy blocker perk.
Okay.
For one round, you get to block the next player from answering in the same answer as yours.
I like that.
Even if you say the correct answer and he knows it, mm-hmm. he can't say it. He either has to block or throw something else out.
Hmm.
You can only use it once, and I want it called before you answer.
All right.
We're up to...
I love it.
I think we're up to 3 points. So we're in the final...
Can I hear the question before I throw a piggy blocker out?
Yeah, before you answer.
All right.
What game boss uses the attack the Shun Goku Satsu?
Pass.
Block.
Akuma. We're running low on questions, boy. And you're running even low on hit points.
Hmm.
Which Mortal Kombat villain was created after fans found his name in an audit menu glitch in Mortal Kombat 1?
I'm going to say Piggy Blocker Noob Saibot.
Piggy Blocker Noob.
Sorry, I just lose there. I'm out, right?
You can block. You can still block. Point, or you can try and name someone else.
I'm going to give you a hint.
It's fucking...
Because he answered wrong.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
He not only wasted his piggy blocker, he straight up lost.
Well, that's got to take some pressure off, right?
Actually, you got 1 point. I forgot. I was going to give you a level up point. So you got 1 point left.
All right. I'm hanging in there. No blocks for me left, but that's all right. What do you got?
What was the question again?
Which Mortal Kombat villain was created after fans found his name in an audit menu glitch
in
Mortal Kombat 1?
I don't think you said villain first. That's
They're all
right.
villains. Every question's been a villain.
Oh, yeah.
Block.
Shang Tsung.
No.
No?
Correct answer is Ermac.
Oh.
Fans found the glitch menu that said Ermac, which actually stood for Error Macro.
I was definitely like new Cybot. I was like, yep.
Damn my bladder. Taking peas during all these histories of gaming.
I'll throw you a softball. Actually, I don't know if this is a softball. Which Nintendo classic villain is the physical embodiment of the demon Demise's hate for the kingdom and the hero?
What?
Which classic Nintendo villain mm-hmm. is the physical embodiment of the demon Demise's hate for the right, kingdom and
Ganon,
the hero?
Ganon.
Okay.
It's a good one. He's writing a lot for it being Ganon, though.
He's just writing victory.
I don't know. Let's do Ganondorf, if there's a difference.
I'm going to allow both of those.
Yeah?
Ganon is correct.
All right.
That means...
Two of the shittiest game ever.
That means Shock gets a perk. Let's see, which perk should the damsel get? I'm going to give you the kamikaze perk. Let's make this
the
interesting.
The damsel gets the what am I, Japanese damsel?
I'm giving you a boost here.
Okay.
You get to do double damage.
Oh. All
right.
If I think that's the only you get way it right, but you have to sacrifice one hit point in order to use
can
it.
Can I even do that?
You can. You still have two hit points. So if you do double damage on this next attack, you may, let's see how close you are. You're in the running. You're almost done.
That's 6 points, man. That's a big deal.
It puts you within striking distance.
Within striking distance. 2 or 3 more of these, I got it.
No, within 2 questions, you could get it.
All right, let's do it. What's this question about?
Okay. Which game series would we come across and have to battle the knife-wielding soldier, Jack Krauser?
Am I the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is a game we have all played.
Pass.
I don't have a pass, so I'm going to go knife-wielding soldier. Resident Evil.
Correct.
Which character is Jack Cross?
Knife-wielding soldier, son.
Resident Evil 4, dude with a knife, arm turned into a
God, the guy with the...
Fucking crazy dude you had to fight in the Aztec temple.
Yeah, I'm like, this guy won't go away.
This guy...
You?
How many tap button sequences do I need?
He was only trumped by Leon in Clara. It was Chris in the 5th one where fucking Wesker would not die.
Whenever exactly. Chris takes somebody down, fine. Whenever Leon, who was just a rookie cop from Raccoon City, takes someone down, come on.
Okay, so here's the standings because we're on our final question here. I have, let's see.
You can't lose, definitely. You're good.
No, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. It all comes down to this final question. This actually worked out pretty nicely. Mm-hmm. Ryze has 2 hit points left because he leveled up twice.
Nice.
He leveled up twice?
Shock has...
It looks like it.
Shock has 2 hit points left because he leveled up once. Final question.
We got that kamikaze holding up, huh? Not too shabby.
You could use it to beat me. You have to use your kamikaze in the next round. Ryze, you have to get this next round, and you get a perk. I will give you, I already gave you the piggy blocker. I'll give you the piggybacker.
A piggybacker, alright.
Which means, if he gets the right answer, you can piggyback on his answer for no cost to your hit points if he's wrong.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Alright, cool. Let's do it.
Final question. Which Street Fighter villain goes by Vega in Japan? After Capcom feared a lawsuit by Mike Tyson.
Oh, I got it.
Balrog.
Piggybacker.
Why'd you use it? Just because it said Balrog, right?
Shock loses.
I wanted to use it.
You're both wrong.
Is it? Why would they be worried about Balrog?
They shuffled the villain names.
You son of a bitch.
Vega is M. Bison. Balrog is Vega. Vega's M. Bison, and Bison is Balrog, and Balrog is Bison. It's like all backwards.
Always use your perk, dude. Always use your perk.
So,
I tried.
At the end of the game, I am undefeated.
Okay.
The villain lives.
I'm still standing.
You're still standing with 2 hit points.
Come back.
Shock, valiant effort.
So, is that it?
Yeah. Right. I think we're going to have to call this a... A wash, right?
No, villain wins, dude. I'm going to let you flee.
I'm going to say this is like the middle of Wind Waker, where Link kind of gets his butt kicked, but then he's coming back.
Does that mean you're down to get your ass kicked again?
Yeah, I'm into it, man. I love this new thing.
Cool, what do you think of the perk?
The perks were sick.
Perks are the title.
We just keep on. It just keeps getting better. I want to spend the rest of my life.
That was anybody's game. I couldn't be more pleased with the way that went.
Yeah, no, it is getting better. The quiz is getting better. Finally.
I actually did count on having Victor Belmont here.
Did you not recognize that Lone Star reference, right?
No, I did, but you went from the Beatles to Lone Star.
No, I didn't. Like, that's just Lone Star. Yeah, that's Lone Star.
The second part was definitely... I thought you were doing the...
The whole thing was Lone Star, Brian. Get it together. Or else we're going to have to start doing a music podcast. Anyway.
It's your white ears.
Lone Star. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lone Star.
You, got your,
you didn't get the Lone Star.
You don't have your ear to the streets like me with the Beatles.
Let's play that Huey Lewis
I've been
in the
to
news
an underground hip hop concert, son.
Anyway, let's go on to our new segment, the psychological test. I'm going to have to ask one of you guys to leave the room.
He's closest to the door, I guess.
Don't come back, motherfucker. All right, so people who are unfamiliar with the game, shame on you. You should have listened last week. But Giant Shock leaves the room. I hit a couple of words. I throw a couple of words out to Max Barracuda, and he has his answer as fast as possible, a little word association. The first two are video game characters. The second ones, second two, video games, video game franchises. Next set are two terms that you hear in video gaming, and the last set is two terms used by gamers.
Okay.
All right, try and hit it as fast as possible, word association.
Do it.
Last week it was interesting. It was fun. I also have these questions up on Facebook if anyone wants to answer these on VG times 3.
Yeah, don't just hit like.
How can someone like?
Hit comment.
People like it, which is great. It's great. I love the likes. Can't complain about the likes.
But play along. It's fun.
Answer it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Anyway, all right, so question one. Bubsy.
The cat.
Cat. Question two. Toe Jam.
Earl.
I went that way, too.
Trying to do them quick.
Call of Duty.
Stupid.
I didn't know you were going to do that. Shadow of the Colossus.
Amazing.
Five. Season Pass.
Pass.
Six. Freemium.
Rip off.
Seven. Leet Speak.
Kids.
Oh, damn kids. And eight. And lastly, Buff.
Me.
All right. Hey, Giant, you want to get back in here? All right, your partner didn't do so good. He only got 46 points, leaving you...
Fam Futsal?
Yeah. Nice. 154 points left. And you get the
$10,000. 154 points?
Hey, you How much did you get?
I didn't know we were scoring this.
We're not. It's just a Family Feud
like,
thing.
Motherfucker.
All right. So, the first one in your word association quiz. Mm-hmm. Bubsy.
Cat.
Toe Jam.
And Earl.
Call of Duty.
First-person shooter.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Strategy.
The term season pass.
Rip.
The term freemium.
Rip.
The term leet speak.
Mega rip.
Why was that a rip-off? Why was it a rip-off?
Well, I mean...
Anyway, we'll talk about it after. Lastly, Buff.
Bagwell, son.
You've been playing the WWF game too much.
Bagwell.
All right, so last week, I threw out some kind of general ones.
He's the stuff,
and I kind of knew where you would go with it. This week, I picked more nuanced characters and terms, and I had no idea where you guys would go with this.
And it turns out we answered all the same.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. I guess when something's not as readily available, like Sonic the Hedgehog.
What are you trying to do it off the cuff?
When you're doing Bubsy and you haven't thought about him for 12 years, you just go, oh yeah, he's a cat, isn't he?
Just a fucking bootleg
cat. I had a secondary. Annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, he was annoying.
If you gave me 2 seconds to think, I would have said bootleg.
Okay. Obnoxious.
Yeah, bootleg Sonic.
Just bootleg everybody.
90s.
All right, so when we said Bubsy, you both said, oh, you know what? I'll play along, too. I'll say what I thought at first.
Okay.
I actually thought Yarn, because I played the game a lot.
Crossed my mind after I said Cat.
Did it? Okay, yeah. So yeah, both you said Cat. I thought Yarn. I think we all can agree he's annoying.
This is as much Bubsy talk as there ever has been.
Yeah, exactly.
Toe Jam, yeah, he's hotter now from being on our show than he ever has been.
Bubsy's ears are perking like, damn, yo, there's some buzz going on. I haven't had this much buzz since 1993, bro.
Hashtag trending.
I doubt his ears are doing much perking 8 feet under. Toe Jam.
Two extra feet down. Don't want him to come back up.
It's like a double.
It's like
a double tap.
Yo, it's an island. It might flood.
We had to make sure he couldn't get out.
He was alive when we buried him. Anyway,
like the bride.
Texas funeral.
Toe Jam, we all did Earl. You know, I wasn't sure if anyone else was going to do, like, Three Legs or Red or, you know, hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Playa. Nothing. Call of Duty. Giant Shock, what would you think that Max said?
Call of Duty?
Stupid. Like, stupid is what he said.
Stupid?
Yeah, stupid.
I didn't think those guys are stupid.
You said first-person shooter, so you went for the genre. Last year, or last week, you went for the genre as well when I named games. This week, however, you said Shadow of the Colossus strategy, which it is not.
No, it's a strategy.
How I guess it does have a lot of strategy. Yeah, okay.
It does have strategy. Give credit where credit's due.
I don't think it's classified as a strategy.
It's not a strategy game.
It's an adventure strategy. You're figuring out how to climb up the, you know, just like Assassin's Creed. It's not necessarily a strategy game, but it's every little bit of the game is strategy.
I almost would say it's a puzzle game.
Some of those Colossi, I don't know. You have to sit and watch for a minute, figure out how they behaved, figure out how you're going to get up. Mm-hmm. Like, get your initial foothold.
Should I have said it's a trial and error game? Like, how do I get up this guy? Oh, didn't work. Like,
I would say it's a puzzle. Puzzle adventure. No? Puzzle adventure?
You don't feel like any strategies involved?
I think there is in all puzzle
I think
adventure.
It's semantic between puzzle and strategy at this point.
Anyway.
It's not like I said, like...
Because you're so
Max, you said amazing.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite games of all time.
Okay. My thought was epic.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, it was just so epic. Like, when you stepped out, and that's one of those great games that grabs you right away, and you don't care what the story is. You just don't care.
No, I love the story, too, even though it was minimal.
No backstory.
Just getting betrayed
like
at the end. Oh, it's so good.
It was great.
Such an amazing game.
Can't wait for The Last Guardian. I mean, I guess I'm going to have to.
Been waiting for The Last Guardian.
Right. Then we went on to Season Pass. Max said pass. And Giant Shock said, "Rip." I think they're both on the same category, same level.
I take a pass on not season passes.
Have you guys ever had a season pass?
No.
Yeah, all the time.
Me too. Not anymore. I haven't done it for about a year.
Realistically, if you're going to get the content, it's not a rip, but it's a rip that they charge you that much money to get a little bit of extra content.
See, I did the season pass twice. I did it on the Gears. I definitely did it.
No, I play a lot. I can play Call of Duty every year, and especially the zombie mode. And you need the season pass because, you know, every like month and a half or 2 months, as you say, the DLC comes out, brand new map, and
Did it with Titanfall too.
You gotta play it.
See, my problem is that I feel like they don't support the game enough for a season pass. Like, I know some games, like the Arkham series, which everybody knows is my favorite series, doesn't support the DLC enough.
No, you don't get enough for it.
Yeah,
no.
You don't. Well, I might as well just spend the $7 on the crappy DLC for them, which is generally shitty.
Which you don't need to play. Ever.
Right.
I feel that a lot of the games, at this point, you expect DLC from the games, and I feel they just hold out a lot of stuff they would have put in the actual game itself as DLC. So
oh, absolutely. But I'm just saying, with the season pass, I feel like it's just not enough. I feel like over a course of a year, the team has already turned on to another game, and you're only getting like $20. And some of these season passes, they want $50.
Some of these people go the distance year to year with the
Witcher is notorious for going the distance.
Oh, I never really
in the long run though.
But you've played all the number one first the FPSs or like Gears of War or something like that. Where if there was a new level, like you weren't gonna be the guy to not buy the map. Right, hey guys, you want to play Subway again? Like,
here's the thing with Call of Duty and stuff. I move on from a game a lot faster than I used to.
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
So when they say, oh, we have the downloadable content, and you have the season pass, I feel like I'm like, oh, now I got to fire up Call of Duty to get my money's worth. But I haven't played it for like 3 months at that point.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we're just getting older to a certain extent where, like, we would, you know, 10 years ago, we were all on every night. So it was, you know, obviously we all wanted the season passes because then, at least, we didn't have
I'm probably good for every night, at least every other night. The only thing is that I think that it's 10 years ago there weren't as many franchises for me to choose from.
But realistically, though, all your friends aren't on every night, though.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Family, jobs. Mm-hmm.
I just think that there's more franchises than ever before and more things
FIFA
to choose
from. FIFA took a hit for me this year, too, man. I used to be on that shit all the time. I just have a lot of, like, obligations.
You found other franchises. Call of Duty Zombies, I know you play all the time. The WWF game you play all the time. There's other franchises.
I was obsessed with FIFA. Now I'm playing a little bit more other types of games.
So. Okay, freemium. You both said ripoff.
Yeah,
as previously discussed.
They're trolling, man. They're just throwing the nets out. Hopefully they catch some dollars, man. That's it.
I said trap. You know, it feels dirty.
It's
it feels
a trap.
Like a grip. Yeah.
Usually with the freemium games, you rarely get a game like Pocket Morty's, which is pretty complete without that aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're mostly like right off the bat, wow, this game would be a lot easier if I just would pay $2 to get all this shit. You know, like.
But again, like I said, and I'm really harping on this tonight, I feel like it's easy, either easy mode or hard mode. There's no normal when it comes to premium games.
I actually stopped playing a premium game altogether. It was a trivia crack. It tried to get me two times. Once with the ads. Hey, $2, take away these ads.
I do that all the time.
No, fuck them.
I do that whenever I'm playing a game. Take away the ads. Cool.
And two, they're like, yeah, if you can get like a whole bunch of like perks in the game.
Yeah, do you want spins and coins?
Yeah, it's like, no, I'll earn them. Like,
All right. When we said Leet Speak, Max, you said kids. Why'd you say kids?
Because that's how it. Leet Speak was developed as a way to for kids to talk about shit without their parents knowing what they were talking about.
Yeah, pretty much. Giant, what you said, mega ripoff?
Well, one, I wanted to be funny, and two, I don't know what the hell Leet
Speak is. I didn't think you knew. I said three, because for some reason with Leet, it always just throws me with the three instead of
L-3-3-T.
Yeah, it's always right there, and people spell Leet Speak with the three, so I guess it's readily in my mind.
Do people still Leet Speak?
People do, I guess. I think parents.
I thought that was like a 2006 thing.
It is a little 2000 and late at this point.
I don't know what the hell Leet Speak is, to be honest with you.
It's just replacing words with numbers, and you know, Leet would be spelled L337.
Like Pig Latin, but written
online.
Out. Yeah, online Pig Latin. We'll go with that.
Replacing letters with numbers and things like that.
That's all Leet Speak is?
Yeah. You ever
cutting
see,
words out. And
yeah.
Right. You ever see, like, the screen names? A lot of people use them in screen names and stuff. And lastly, Buff. Max said me. Rise Like Phoenix. And and Giant Shock said
Bagwell.
Buff Bagwell. Is he a new downloadable character?
Nah,
no, he's forgotten for the ages.
But he's buff, and he is the stuff.
With that hat? With that hat?
Yeah,
that mystery hat?
He was before Bam Margera. Fuck Bam.
That's old school wrestling love.
Hell yeah.
All right, so let's throw in a bonus one. When I say Giant Fuzzy Hat, what do you think?
Giant Fuzzy Hat?
Yeah, Buff.
George Clinton.
Oh, all right, that's a good one, Max.
Santa.
Santa's got a giant fuzzy hat. I think Mystery from that VH1 show.
Pickup guy?
Yeah, the pickup artist. How's this guy getting anywhere with those steampunk goggles and that fuzzy
hat? They lied.
The goggles.
That was early on.
And the visors. Haven't seen many visors nowadays.
Stefan.
Because you had to show off your frosted tips.
It's like, how could you put your frosted tips on display? Visor.
My hair looks too good to wear a real hat.
Damn.
All right,
fuck you, 1999.
That was enlightening. Maybe next week I'll go back. Oh, no, next week we're going to have a new segment.
We're just doing it at the start of the new month?
Yep, start a new month, start a new segment. I'll throw up on Facebook. Hopefully we get some love on there and see which segment
people want. You
should make
it Irish theme for St. Patrick's Day, like Irish characters in video games.
None of them.
None that I can think of.
Can't think of one.
You remember the bootleg
Max
Mario?
Payne always seemed... Max Payne seemed Irish.
You never played the bootleg Mario called McGregor?
There's a lot of bootleg Marios out there.
Instead of breaking bricks, he ripped potatoes out.
Farmer McGregor.
Mario
2
was his game. Mario stole that shit.
All right, so...
What Doki Doki Panic was?
We'll have a new segment. Unless somebody answers on Facebook, then of course that takes precedence on this show. Any Facebook love? Immediately to the forefront of
hint,
a community-based show, community. So lastly, we usually go over the question of the week. How much more time do we have on this episode? Are we at a good time?
What's our end point?
How much time have we used on this episode?
An
Are
hour
we at
and
a good
five.
Time? We've used an hour and five. I had a question that I wanted to ask you guys, but I kind of want to ask it now. I kind of want you guys to answer now.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Yeah? All right. WB Montreal has let it loose that they are developing two superhero video games for the DC world. Now, people who know WB Montreal, the Arkham series has been made by Rocksteady Games.
Mm-hmm.
WB Montreal did the one Arkham game, Arkham Origins, which was the weakest one.
Weakest of the bunch.
Of the series, which isn't really their fault. You go into something... So excellent and so beloved, and then you take it over, and you didn't get a second one. They went back to Rocksteady Games for the finale of the series.
Nah, you gotta bring it. It's Batman.
I feel they brought it. I liked the game. It was fun. It was a great story. I mean, not that they had anything to do with the story.
If you're going to compare those games, I mean, it's the lowest on that totem pole.
It is.
But that's a pretty nice totem pole to be a part of.
I mean, here's the measuring, here's the measuring stick. You think if James Cameron came in with that sequel, he would have came in with the weak sauce?
No. James Cameron raises the bar on everything.
Yeah, man.
So, my question to you guys is, I know they said two, but I want to know, what's your number one? What do you hope they're developing? Because they haven't named which superhero yet.
They said it's specifically a superhero?
It is two different superheroes.
It's got to be DC?
Is it a DC universe?
Yeah.
Lobo.
You think they're doing a Lobo game?
He's the most underutilized. I know I'm dropping that a second time, but he's the most underutilized character ever.
Now, do you actually think they're making that?
They can never.
Or is this just a what you want it
to
be?
I would want Lobo. He's the third most interesting character that DC has.
So let me ask. That's a weird number. What's the first two?
Batman, Superman. Well, actually, he's the second most interesting character. Batman, and then Batman, Joker, and him.
Okay. All right. So I guess I'll ask two questions. What do you think it is, and what do you want? You want Lobo. What do you think it is?
Some lame-o, like...
Superman?
Nah, been done. Probably Superman. The movie's coming out this year, why not?
Okay.
That's a tough nut to crack.
Max, what would you want it to be?
My want or my think?
Both.
My want would be something wacky, like a team-based, Rainbow Six-style Suicide Squad.
Hmm. Could be Suicide Squad.
Movie's coming out this summer.
Movie's coming out, easy to tie in, you get to play as all these
villains. Or Ultimate Alliance.
Just keep it as a, you know, the guys from the movie, you could throw in some of those comic book people.
And okay. It's just like... Hey, Mr. J, and it's the other guys. Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up, Harley! We're sneaking in here.
Fucking King Shark bites her or something.
What do you think it is?
My educated guess would be: what is DC hottest in right now? They got two properties that are blowing it up on the CW. They got their Arrow and they got their Flash shows that are kicking some ass. I think they're developing Arrow and Flash.
It's funny that you went that way. See, I want it to be the Flash.
I want it to be Arrow.
I want it to be the Flash, and I think it's the Arrow. Now, here's why. I want it to be The Flash because I love The Flash. The Flash is an excellent character. Great show. The show is killing it.
The show is actually really fucking good.
Well, speaking of comics real quick, how does DC cast Ryan Reynolds as the Green Lantern instead of The Flash?
Exactly.
Oh, you're because wisecracker.
Yeah.
You're wisecracking guy.
I like the TV show Flash. He's pretty good.
To be fair, Marvel fucked up first and made him, you know, lame pool.
Yeah.
That was the director's choice or Marvel's?
Everyone's giving them too much heat for Green Lantern when the original Deadpool sucked.
Yeah. Well, that was his movie.
But then they hit
his movies never
out
sucked.
Of the fucking park.
Hey, you know what we should do with Merc with the mouth?
So is
Max. No though. Mouth.
Get it?
Yeah. All right, so...
sword arms.
What I need from them for a Flash game is a much, much larger world than they've presented before. It needs to be... You know, because obviously he can travel it in 2 seconds. What I think they're doing is an Arrow because tight Batman mechanics, it'd be very easy to do an
Super
Arrow.
Easy, but adapt very well.
Superman, you would have to have a much more expansive world.
You would need a planet.
I don't think Wonder Woman's ready until the movie to see if anybody's
not
into
Wonder Woman. It's not Wonder Woman.
Green Lantern is...
intergalactic.
Planetary.
Yeah. He is a Beastie Boys song.
It looks so pleased.
He is a Beastie Boys song. Anyway, to do a Green Lantern, I would like to see some sort of power creation mode where, like, you get to pick that it's a swing mechanic, but you get to make whether it's a bat or a hammer or something. Because
like a crafting an arrow kind of thing?
Yeah.
Because, boxing glove arrows all day.
But that's what I'm saying. To do a Green Lantern.
Oh, Green Lantern. Because for your construct.
The constructs are supposed to be, like, mentally from him.
Yeah.
And I would need to be able to tune that into myself to get into the game.
Yeah, I wouldn't want a fucking Hot Wheels track like that stupid movie.
Yeah, I don't need that. But I personally think it's going to be an Arrow game. And the second one, I don't know. My number one
guess
is Arrow.
I think it's Flash and Arrow. I think it's they're really capitalizing on their success.
Do you think they'll go
you get Stephen,
WB route?
Stephen Amell to do the voice of Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
People will buy it.
And what's the other guy? Grant Gustafson.
Gustafson or something like that. But yeah, but they got enough side characters on that show that you could bring in John Constantine.
I need Vibe to start going.
You could bring in Vibe.
Yeah.
You could bring in Black Canary and
You bring in anybody, really, but
they got 100. Deathstroke is the bad guy. Get the dude from Spartacus to show up. Awesome.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to those. On to the question of the week that we asked. We asked last week, what is the... We asked last week, is there a game out there that never got a sequel that we would love to see have a sequel? It can't have even had a, anything else doing to it. John Shock, do you want to start? Should I start?
I'll start if you want.
Okay.
I got Simpsons on the brain right now. Realistically, I would want two Simpsons games. I would like another Bart's Nightmare because I thought that was super fun when I played it back in the day.
They kind of had one.
A second Bart's Nightmare?
It's called Virtual Bart.
No, that wasn't Bart's Nightmare.
It was... who was the spiritual successor?
Same kind of game. You go into various worlds.
Okay, forget that. Then the beat-em-up they had with all four Simpsons.
The classic arcades.
Yeah. You know what? They had like 19 Ninja Turtle ones. I mean, like...
And they have so many more seasons to go back on.
I would love for them to make one now with like every character. Like Grimes is out there.
I need the bad guy to be... who's that guy who took over the world?
Oh, Hank Scorpio.
Scorpio. If that bad guy wasn't the EPA and he was Hank Scorpio from the movie, it would have changed the whole fucking movie for.
But did anybody play the Xbox Simpsons game?
No. It
came out about the time of the movie.
Which one? The driver one?
No, it was called the Simpsons game.
Negative. No.
It is phenomenal. It's one of the best games I've ever played.
Really?
It was an open world Simpsons game with missions that you go into, and it was meta. And that the Simpsons knew they were in a video game.
Oh, that's funny.
The final boss was you confront Matt Groening in his mansion made of gold, and he conjures up Zoidberg and Bender to fight you. It was
Jesus, how did I not play this game?
Fucking fantastic. You have to team up with the 1980s version of the Simpsons, where they were drawn all funny.
The Tracy Ullman Simpsons.
To get to the final level. You got superpowers.
Wow, this sounds great.
Sick. It's one of the games I actually got every achievement on because I was obsessed with it. I want a sequel to that. Put that on
that,
the list.
And if and then just the obvious one of Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Well, that was my pick.
Yeah.
Was it? Conker's? So let's talk about Conker.
Wonderful, awesome, groundbreaking adult game that never got any love.
I don't understand these games that had like popularity out the wazoo. I mean, it had like wristbands at Hot Topic, and then it just never happened.
Was it really popular, or did we just remember being so awesome?
I was dating a girl back in
popular. Maybe it had a lot of hype because it was adult on
N64. I think it was a slow burn where like it came out to no one bought it, and then eventually people started to pick
like
up
the Evil Dead franchise. Well,
a couple years ago, 2010, 2011, I was dating this girl who had a younger brother who was a teenager who was obsessed with playing that game on his emulator. And I was like, there's still love. Him and all his friends would get together and just play this game because it was R-rated humor.
Definitely
that they
a
could
cult
all
classic.
Get into. Cult classic. I think Rare just fucked up
and it's well done. It's well done. It's kind
of
like...
it's one of the few games that their campaign and multiplayer are a boss. You can't even say which one's better.
It's a filthy, awesome game.
I guess I would equate it kind of, I know this is a stretch, but like to the Howard Stern show where like it's filthy, but he kind of does it in a clever way. You know, I mean, there are filthy games out there, but a lot of them are just like shittily done. You know, they're like, hey, we're filthy and that's enough. I mean, like an opera singing shit monster.
It had a shit monster, but at the same time, great movie parody.
And you could groove to that song. Oh, the Matrix parody.
The Matrix
awesome
parody. The Saving Private Ryan parody.
I want to say that was probably one of the first games that made parodies of actual things.
Yeah. You fought the final boss of the game was an alien from Alien.
Yeah.
It was great. And then right when it's about to kill you, the game glitches out and it freezes. And Conker's like, what the hell, guys? Your game's broken.
It was good.
It was meta. It was perfect.
Mine was a less popular franchise, which is definitely I can't see having a sequel in the future. There, Advent Rising.
Love that game.
Advent Rising was an excellent game. It was written by the master of sci-fi, Orson Scott Card.
Screaming racist,
and
but a good author.
I gotta say that he has great sci-fi space orientated books, but the rest of his books.
Well, he did the Ender's
kind of doo-doo. Yeah, Ender's Game, his whole series with that, but he made another series, Alvin Maker,
Ender's
I read.
Ender's Game is like the coldest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Advent Rising, though, is a phenomenal game.
Excellent.
That slipped through all the cracks.
So the story is that the Earthlings are the ancient race, and somebody comes to kill us all. One of us gets off, off-world by the good guys, and they train us to be super powerful. Potential. So in the beginning of the game, I'm not going to bore everyone by going straight over it, but in the beginning of the game, you're really a bitch. You can't really do much.
Hey, you're a guy with a gun.
They give you the little earworm so you can talk to other people.
Interesting alien races to start exploring.
Excellent. And by the end, you were just waving your hand and taking down hundreds of aliens at a time.
And if I remember correctly, some cool gameplay stuff where you're like in zero G on the side of the ship in space.
Yes.
Running along the ship, just wasting these aliens.
Yes, you're basically the ship's weapon at that point.
They're trying to board you and you're just waving your hand and send them flying into space.
It was an excellent story. Unfortunately, they had an advertising campaign where if you played it online and found a certain box or satchel or where the hell it was, I don't remember at this point, the first person to find it would win $1 million. And they couldn't pay the $1 million. So they shut it down. They just
shut
that shit down, yeah.
God, that's terrible.
They shut it down. It didn't do as well as they would have hoped. It did make money.
Shut it down, boys! Pull the plug!
The funny story of that, too, is I remember playing that game and getting all pumped up about it in a few short, maybe a year or two later, a buddy was like, if you like that game, you'll like this Mass Effect thing. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to get burned again. Mass Effect paid off. So I guess there's...
You found a new love.
There's a silver lining. Mm-hmm. Sci-fi is still alive and well.
All right. So those games, hopefully they get a sequel. I don't see mine getting a sequel. Conkers, I could see coming back.
They try to release the...
And the Simpsons, I'm sure we'll get another Simpsons at one point. Maybe not the beat 'em up.
I think they're on the back burner at this point. The Simpsons are Simpsons.
I feel we'll get one at least for the last episode, maybe 10 years from now.
Oh, that last season when they declare this is the end, guys, everyone will run back and be like, oh my God.
I think the moral of the thing is, though, if you're ever out at like a GameStop or something, find that Simpsons game from 07.
And it doesn't matter about the graphics at that
point. No, and you know what? At that time, they looked like the show.
I'm sure it was Shade Cell, right?
They were all fully self-shaded animated looking.
Yeah. I also want to say thank you, Pete, for showing me the FX Now app. By the way, PS4, screw you. It's not on the PS4. It's just on the Xbox One.
Yeah. You could set your Simpsons episodes to shuffle. Mm-hmm. Watch them all day.
It's sweet.
What's the deal, PS4? I don't enjoy The Simpsons or something like that?
It happens, man.
Sony doesn't appreciate us.
Yeah, I don't know. So when I see stuff like that, I assume that Fox and Sony are not playing nice in the sandbox at this point or something. Yeah.
That's a deal breaker from moi.
No Simpsons? Fuck you.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the question of the week this week, we'll end the show. And you guys are going to have to wait an entire week for our show again. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Grazie.
So, Steambox, So we play a lot of Xbox One. You're talking about PS4. PS4 traditionally stays on the PlayStation controller train, speak. Yeah, they've never really been too innovative. At least Xbox, they came out with that massive keyboard-like one.
Big one.
And they came out with the Elite one now. The NX, we don't know what the controller is going to look like. So my question of the week is...
It's going to be a game... was it a
GameCube?
It's going to be a Wii.
Or just a full-on GameCube. You tap it like Simon, like left, right.
You put your fingers in the box.
What's your favorite controller? What's your favorite controller?
Can we throw an addendum in that?
Sure, if you want.
And
addendum away.
And least favorite.
And your least favorite controller. Okay, I like that one.
I'm going to forgive everyone who says Wii. Let's all assume it's the Wii.
It's the Jaguar, dude.
Yeah?
They don't actually get their hands on one of those.
Well, let's let the people
answer. Yeah, let's talk about it next week. What was your favorite controller growing up, now, whatever it is? I mean, I want to say Xbox because I'm so comfortable with it right now, but I'll give it some thought. I actually have another one on the top of my head right now. So that about wraps it up this week. It's hard to say goodbye. So we're just going to cut it off real quick.
To yesterday.
Hit us.
Avitas and goodbye.
Hit us up on VG x 3 Radio on Twitter.
Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Hit us up on VG times 3.
That's
on
VG.
Facebook.
Letter
VG,
X.
Letter X 3.
Number 3.
You just made up that that site where you play all of our
SoundCloud.
The SoundCloud. The SoundCloud, I'm in the process of just making a VG times 3 because it's too hard looking up RL Phoenix, but I don't want to give up my own personal one. But yes, there are some clips from the show on our personal one. You know what? I'm going to make the SoundCloud for VG Times 3 as well. Look up VG Times 3 on SoundCloud. I'll make it tonight. The show airs. Now I've been pumping it out every Monday because it's just a bunch easier for me to do the editing on Sunday.
Got those bills to pay.
Got those bills. The dollars. So everyone from us to you, thanks for playing.